My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in the fourth chapter of Taharot, the sixth Mishnah. We just had a case dealing with six. We just had a Mishnah that told us about six different cases that Chazal were gozer, that cases of suffix. So, or maybe two suffix, maybe one, depends, that's in the focus. Now we deal more specifically with one of the cases. So, shnei rukin, so you have two cases of saliva. There's just two globs of spit. Echad tameh v'echad tahor. So one is definitely impure and one is definitely pure. That's the definite part. The question is, we don't know which one we interacted with. So we definitely have one that's definitely tameh, we definitely have one that's definitely tahor, and we're not sure which one we touched or waved or whatever or carried. Tolin al maga'an v'al masa'an v'al hasetan b'shut ha'echid. So when it comes to b'shut ha'echid, and when it comes to the act of touching or lifting or waving, which are all ways of interacting with the spit of a zav that will render the person who does any of those things impure. Then we're tola. Then we when it comes to truva, we neither burn it nor do we allow it to be used. And then to kind of make our binary tree narrow it down, in the public domain, where we are generally more lenient, so then it depends. Is it dry or wet? If it's dry, then when it comes to touch, we are tola, and if it's wet, then also for mas, also for carrying. Wet spit, as opposed to dry spit, clings to things, and if it clings to something, then it's as if it's making its own little rishut yachid. So that's what's going on there. Ba'al mas'an bin lachin uvein yevashin, the wet spit creates its own little rishut yachid. And we point out also that we're never talking about something, even dry spit is not completely dry, because if it's completely dry, it's not spit anymore. Haya roke chidivin agabo. So, forget this case with two globs of spit. There's only one glob of spit. Haya roke chidi, and you touched it. Uah. Unso, and you carried it. Hesito, reshut harabim, and you waved it. So you did all three things in the reshut harabim, which were generally more lenient. So fina lab et truma. So there, we burn the truma. Ein zareich lamar reshut echid, and all the more so in the private domain. So, right, as long as you're interacting with this one spit, we don't, and this is the one that was goes that the Chachamim were gozer against, so then we lose one suffix from the previous part of the Mishnah, right? The suffix was, which spit are we dealing with? Now we're not unsure which spit it is. We know exactly which one it is, so then we are that much more stringent. Mishnah 7. This will be a short one. So here's the exact opposite. So we had a bunch of sfeikot that the chachamim told us to go out on the limb and not and consider impure, and go ahead and burn. And these are sfeikot that the chachamim were matahir. Safik maim shuvim l'mikva. The case about uncertainty regarding water, drawn water in a mikvah. This is a mishnah elsewhere. There's a mishnah in mikvahot. Chapter 2, mission number 3. The case is the following. In order to make a kosher mikveh, you need 40 se'ah of water. You need 40 se'ah of, it's a unit, it's a volume, it's approximately the volume of a person. If you have that much, then you can add drawn water. Drawn water is what it sounds like. It's water that's been manipulated by people, as opposed to mikveh water has to be made of pure water that it's unmanipulated, you know. Rainwater, let's say. So if you have that 40 and then extra water is added, so that's one thing. But if you don't have the 40 and then you, you're short of 40 and you have three logan of maim shuvim, of drawn water added, then it the mikvah is pasul. And even if you add tons of kosher water, It won't help you, even if you get up to and way past 40. So, now the question, that is the din. The question is the suffix. We're not sure how much Mayim Shuvim made it in. We know for sure we're short of 40, but we don't know exactly how much Mayim Shuvim made in. If it was 3 logan, then we're in trouble. If it's not, then we're safe for now. In that case of suffix, the Chachamim were Matahir. And that's all I have to say about this mission. The rest we're going to deal with in subsequent Mishnayot. We'll just source them for you. Safik tuma tafa al pnei hamayim. The safik of tuma that is floating on the surface of the water, that is something that we're going to discuss shortly in mission number 8. Safik mashkin latima tameh ulatameh tahor. The safik of liquids, whether rendered impure or whether they convey impurity, it's pure. That is, we're going to deal with in mission number 9. Safek yadayin latima latame latahor tahor. The suffix of hands, whether the hands are pure or impure, we'll deal with in mission 11. Safek rishud harabim, safek divrei sofrim, and I'm sorry, that out of order. Yeah, Safik Rabbi and Safik Divrei Sofrim, and Safik Yadayim are all in Mishnah 11. And then Safik Achul and Safik Shratzim, Safik Nagayim, Safik Nazirs, Safik Bachoros, so that is the Safik of Chulin meat, of profane meat, Shratzim of bugs and creepy crawlies, Nagayim, we'll discuss with Nagayim more. Safik Nazirus, the Nazirite vow, and Safik Bechoros, the firstling offering. Sveikos related to those things are dealt with in Mishnah 12, and Safik Korban we're going to deal with in Mishnah 13. Looking forward to doing that together with you. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.